Trevor Johnson. I'm 41 years old, married very happily. I have 4 children.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your favorite hobby.
Favorite hobby is has definitely become golf. And, you know, that's kind of evolved over the years. Golf, when I was young, was not a popular sport. If you played golf, you were not cool. Or you were really, really preppy or kind of a wussy, so to speak.
Welcome, my friends, to a Little Brighter podcast, where we interview a seemingly ordinary person with a seemingly ordinary hobby and find the extraordinary love and passion that makes our world a little brighter. I'm your host, Nicole Graff. When Trevor said he used to think golf was for wussies, I couldn't help but laugh at the irony of the situation. This is a 6'3" guy we basically crammed into our little home studio for an interview about golf. So the wussy, preppy stereotype can be thrown out the window now. Tell me, how does a man go from wanting nothing to do with golf to developing a professional skill level? I asked Trevor to start from the beginning.
So golf was not at all on my radar back then. You know, I played the other 3 sports, played football, basketball, and baseball, and that kept me busy all year round. Baseball was, and it for me was a 6-month sport because we played in high school, and then we would go into the summer with a city league team, which was, back then it was called American Legion. It's not as big of a organization as it used to be.
So I know you played baseball in high school and a little bit in college. How come you didn't continue with baseball?
Because of an injury that I had before college in a football game my senior year, I dislocated my shoulder. I was a pitcher, and I just never got the velocity back that I had before. I was actually a prospect of Utah for moving on to the next or even higher level.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunities to go to many different schools on scholarship with baseball. But however, after the injury, those all basically went away. Other than Dixie State, they still gave me a scholarship and wanted me to come out and play. And I had fun. I had a good time. I threw in quite a few games. However, the velocity wasn't there. It wasn't. At one point, I was dominant, and I no longer was. And so I kind of felt like this is not what I'm going to do. So I probably need to move on to something else.
So was that hard to accept that realization at the time?
You know, it really wasn't. Many people have asked me that. I've reflected back, and it really wasn't that big of a deal for me. I don't know why it should have been. I think when I realized I was no longer going to be dominant at it, it didn't appeal to me anymore.
It was easy to let go.
Yeah.
So did anyone introduce you to golf, and who would that person have been?
One of my really good friends, his name's Kurt Palmer, introduced me to golf. Our best sport was baseball. He played for a different high school than I did. During the high school season, we were very competitive with each other. He was a year older than I was, but we played in the American Legion together. So all summer long, we'd travel together and we'd share hotel rooms together, and we were pretty close. He was a decent golfer. He took me out a few times. It was very, very hard, extremely hard, extremely frustrating. And I guess that's what turned me onto it, was it was difficult. And I caught the bug and decided that I was going to be good at it. Yeah, he'd be the one. I'd have to give him the credit for introducing me to golf.
Yeah, good memories.
Yeah.
So as you have gotten better over the years, have you thought about going professional or trying to go down that road?
No, I haven't. With golf, I've just found something that I could be competitive in, that I could actually find some joy in as well. Because I think it's just because it's so difficult. And there's ups and downs. There's times when I can't do what I think I should be able to do, can't make the ball do what I want it to do. And that's what makes me want to come back. Sometimes I play great, sometimes I don't.
Okay.
That's why the game's great.
Yeah, because you never know what the outcome's going to be.
I wish I did.
Every time you go out, it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Everybody loves to play golf. I don't care who they are. And everybody wants to be good.
Everybody for sure wants to be out there on the beautiful grass. At least that's me. Like, I just get frustrated when I'm trying to hit the ball, but I just love being out there and walking around. So
it's funny that that's what drew me to the game, is the fact that it was so frustrating and so hard.
Yeah.
That's really what kind of drew me to it.
Yeah. And it's still a challenge. That's the thing. After 17 years.
Yeah, it's impossible. It's an impossible game. It's ridiculous. It's so hard, but it's, you hit those couple shots.
Keeps you coming back for more. Something happens
and you want to do it again. You're like, I could do that every time.
Yeah.
And you can't. But it's fun. It's good.
That's great. I love Trevor's comment on not knowing what the outcome is going to be, because that is an important life lesson. We can't predict our futures because there are so many variables out there that are out of our control. Regardless of our age or our experience, there are times that we will just suck. Sometimes life sucks and we have to go fish that ball out of the pond. Despite those bad shots, we can still show up, play the game, and have a great time. Do you golf with your family, your kids, and your wife?
We do have a family tradition on January 1st. There is a local tournament that benefits some really good charities. But we go out there and it's cold and we put covers on the carts. We put heaters in the carts so it's nice and warm. And so it's become a tradition for us to go out and play in this scramble event where we each get to hit a shot and then we go to the best shot until we finish out the hole. And that's
great.
It's been fun. And I'm really looking forward to playing golf with my boys. Uh-huh. I do occasionally. And I know that for them, it'll end up being a staple in their lives as well.
Yeah.
So when I pick who I want to go play golf with, it's with somebody I want to go hang out with. Well, it doesn't matter if they're good or not. I enjoy playing with some guys who are terrible, but I like being around them. I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. My wife really enjoys to play when she gets a chance to come out with me. With our kids and different things, she's pretty busy. She doesn't get a lot of chances to come out. I'll throw it out there occasionally, and if I see that little twinkle in her eye, then I know that she wants to, and I'll make sure that we go do it.
So where do you go in your head when you're playing golf?
If I could figure that out, then I'd be really good. If you can get into a place where you can channel some good energy and some good positive thoughts, not get too much going on. That's one of the biggest parts about golf, is very, very mental. I need to find that place wherever it is.
So you would say that golf takes more concentration to do it well?
It does. You've got to block out the distractions, for sure.
How in the world can we block out the distractions of everyday life? This idea has sort of surfaced in all of my interviews. I love Trevor's honest response because it's hard to find solace when you are constantly bombarded with responsibilities. I believe if your hobby brings little bits of peace, quiet, and joy between the stresses of work and life, then the time is well spent. It seems Trevor also agrees.
I will remember back to certain baseball games or a recent tournament where I played well. I'll go through and I can remember every shot.
Okay.
And when I do that, sounds ridiculous, but it does calm me. And there's sometimes I don't want to remember anything I did on the golf course.
So when we interview everybody, we ask them if they have a secret hobby.
I can think of one thing, and I usually do it with my wife. I've been really trying, baby. Movies and popcorn. I love it. and a Pepsi. On a rainy day, a cloudy day, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to go. She knows. She's like, is it a movie day? Yeah, I don't like dreary days, so we'll hit a matinee.
I love it. Thank you for tuning in today for this episode of A Little Brighter Podcast. Our podcast is produced by Jessica Niemann and hosted by yours truly, Nicole Graff. If you are interested in being in a future episode and sharing what makes your world a little brighter, please shoot us an email at alittlebrighterpodcast@gmail.com. We will be back this time next week. Hope you will tune in. And in the meantime, keep shining.